Oh, how good would having a personal assistant be? Yeah, it wouldn't be too bad because, you know, you'd build a personal relationship. There's a lot of trust involved. It's not like a virtual personal assistant where it's just Siri and computer algorithms responding in a way that you would appreciate and would release serotonin in your brain. It's all fake. It's all lies. The future is here to lie to you in personal assistant Google AI sweet, sweet technology. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just get through this next 30 seconds and all will be revealed. Also, the world's hardest Bob quiz, spurred on by Bob Hawke's miraculous recovery. He's out of hospital. It's the good news that we all wanted, as well as Kelly taking out question number 10 with Bob Jane. T-Mots! Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
The future is here. The future is not tomorrow. The future has arrived, and the world is about to change forever. I don't know if you've heard this audio getting around today. But a big Google convention, the big search giant, has unveiled what they call Google AI. This thing can make phone calls for you. It can book restaurants, book hair appointments, book business meetings. And it's been described in the industry as a game changer, as the tipping point, because obviously you've had Siri before and you've had these Android voice command things where you can sort of tell people what to do. And then you'll get that weird computer voice back like, yes, you have this in your mailbox and this will be happening today for you, that kind of thing, right? And that's like, it's kind of scary and it's kind of whatever, but this is next level. I'll play you this audio now. Very important to keep in mind that one of these, the one booking the appointment for this hair appointment, is Google AI. This is a machine thinking through the responses of the actual real person on the other end of the phone and doing all of this by themselves. This is next level.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a woman's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Depending on what service she would like, what service is she looking for?
Just a woman's haircut for now.
Okay, we have a 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what's her first name?
The first name is Lisa.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye.
The first name is not Lisa. The first name is AI Machine that's doing Lisa's business for her. That is insane. I mean, there's that tiny glitch still when she goes from like 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. But apart from that, you'd be hard-pressed to figure out any differences between a real human voice and this new Google AI. This is today. This is happening today. Like, this is the new Siri, right? And I don't know about this. I don't know. We're already saying that, you know, humans aren't having enough conversations. It's already machines are taking over, doing all our dirty work. And what happened to the good old-fashioned just ring up and book your own hair appointment? I mean, you know the times. You know when you're available. Surely. And the person on the other end. How jibbed is she going to feel? She's going to think she's just been doing some real good customer service to Lisa. Little does she know it's just computer. Computer doesn't have feelings. She could have done anything. It's a scary time. I don't like it one bit.
I love mine.
I know you love your... Yeah, well, you love everything. You're a bit of a tech head, and you are... I'm pretty sure that you're in an open relationship with Siri, the amount that you talk to her and press that bloody button. Siri there, Siri that. I don't think I've ever used Siri in my life for the iPhone. Not once. Yeah, I hear you all the time. I think you're talking to me. I'll have to take my headphones off. I just look over and you're like, Siri, set an alarm for 6 a.m. tomorrow morning to remind me to do this. Just put it in your phone yourself, mate. Just put it in there. What other commands are you doing?
Well, it's good if I need to call someone.
Yeah, oh, that's the that's the other one. Siri, call Bradley Higgins. No, just press the button and call Bradley Higgins. By the time you're done talking and she's loaded it into her little database, you could have called Bradley Higgins already.
No, I disagree. Yeah. If I say it, that's way quicker than me unlocking my phone, going into the phone app, choosing from the contacts, choosing the right number. I can just say, call Brad on the mobile. And it works.
It's the sign of a madman. No one else I know. No, none of my other friends are doing that.
Stop living in the past.
Nah, I don't like it. What's wrong with the button pushing? What's wrong with the button pushing? You look like a weirdo. You say, Siri, do this for me. Siri, do that. Just do it yourself. Press the button. Let your thumbs do the talking. I don't know. Are there other people? 131060. Who are you like? Producer Felix or or me. Do you? Is there other people out there that are doing these commands? Who's crazier? Can we do that? Who's crazier, and a producer Felix and I? The person who just likes a good old-fashioned button pushing versus someone staring at their device, getting a computer La La Land make-believe computer woman to do the dirty work for them.
My Siri is actually a guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not even the voice. You've changed it to the mailman. Oh, God. Now, who's crazier? Who's crazier? Producer Felix or Danny Lakey? There's no way that people are doing this kind of thing. Voice commanding. Stop it. Shut it down. Press the buttons. We'll lose our thumbs otherwise. We'll get your calls on the NX, 131060. It's Danny Lakey around the country on 131060, chatting about the Google AI, the Google Assistant, the game changer. We've turned the corner as far as virtual voice assistants go. Back in the old days, Siri. Oh, she's old news now. Oh, yeah, the Siri stuff. New Google AI at the latest Google convention over the past 24 hours. It's hard to figure out who is the actual human and who is the Google Assistant. Have a listen to some of this.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a woman's haircut for a client.
That's the Google Assistant.
I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
And this is the real person.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
And this is Google AI.
At 12 p.m.
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available.
This poor woman doesn't have a clue who she's speaking to. Imagine, this is going to get out of hand. If this is today, imagine 20 years' time from now. You're going to be talking, you're not going to know who you're talking to, whether you're talking to a machine or not. You're going to lose all human contact. You're not going to know who's doing what. You're not going to know what you're doing. This human might pack up your shit and take your life and start living it themselves. And you'll just be in bed. They're not going to wake you up. They're going to pack up and leave. Our producer Felix has already fallen a victim to this. He reminded me just before we played that song that he's not even actually interacting with Siri. He's changed the voice, the Siri voice command, to a man's voice. What's that about? That's weird.
Why not? You can change it to any number of voices.
I know, but why do you want a man instead of a woman? Got a problem with a woman telling you what to do, do ya? Do ya?
Maybe got a problem telling a woman what to do.
you're always on that phone. You say, Siri, can you book this for me? Or Siri, set my alarm this. Siri, call my mum that. Siri, turn on the telly for me. Siri, wipe my bum. Siri, spoon feed me with egg custard because I've lost all human function and the ability to do anything for myself. Now, I'm a buttons man. I'm old school. I don't mind the technology coming in other areas. There's definitely ways it can help this world. But not with this. Not with this. Who needs a voice assistant? Who's more crazy? Crystal in Melbourne, producer Felix and his weird relationship with man Siri, or me just going about my business with my two thumbs that God gave me?
Well, I'm all for producer Felix, as I'm a Siri lover myself.
Hey, easy there. Have you got Siri's voice, or are you in a relationship with some deep, husky, handsome-voiced Siri man?
I'm in love with the Siri, as well as my Apple Watch.
Oh, God, you've got it. Yeah, he's got an Apple Watch. He's got an Apple Watch. You guys are all crazy together.
I could take it one step further and go full Star Trek and start talking to my watch.
I bet you do. I bet you do in your spare time. There's all sorts. So what is Siri doing that your thumbs can't do yourself?
When I'm in bed, I just go, Siri, set my alarm for 7:35 morning. Easy done.
See, that's the thing. But you're getting lazy. Like that's a good idea. But because I'm a switched on man, I never get to the point where I'm half asleep and have forgotten to set my alarm. Like I'm one step ahead of the curve and setting it before I even put on like my nighting gown. I mean my Bonds undies. I already do that. I don't find myself in the position where I go, oh Siri, I'm too lazy now. I'm almost asleep. Can you just set my alarm for me, darling? Please. Like, that's because your brain's getting slow. You're getting lazy.
Well, possibly, but other than that, sometimes if there's a word or something, I always get Siri to help me out there too.
Oh my God, because you don't know how to spell it anymore. I'm a thumbs man. I'm a linguistic. I've got my language skills still. Cody, from Queensland, come to the big dog's rescue. These people are crazy.
Look, I'm half-half in this scenario. Because if I'm driving, I'll be like, okay, Google, call Dad, for example. But if I'm standing in the kitchen or if I'm in the lounge room, I'll be, you know, using my thumbs just like you, just like a normal person should.
Yeah. Sorry,
because he's half-half. Exactly. You've said it right there. The proof is in the pudding. Just like a normal person should. And 100%, I'm a thumbs man 100% of the time, like a normal person should be. Your thumbs don't deserve any holidays. They're not working enough. You're not getting thumb fatigue. There's no way that you got to hang up the old thumbs for a night. Just give them a rest. You'll lose your voice before your thumbs give way. That's the thing. You fence sitter.
Yeah.
You fence sitter, you. And don't go to Siri asking for her to pick the splinters out of your bum when you sit on that fence for too long. You'll need your thumbs then, won't you, Cody? Huh? Didn't think of that.
Well,
didn't think of that.
Yeah.
And I won't be pulling the splinters out of your crocus. Riddle me that one. Dahlia in Melbourne on 131060. Currently, everyone is a slave to technology apart from yours truly. Still using his hands, moving faders up and down, different volumes. It's crazy what these thumbs can do. What do you reckon?
I'm a big Siri advocate. Sometimes I'll be upstairs and my phone will be downstairs and I'll go, "Hey Siri, what's the weather today?" So I don't have to run downstairs when I'm in a mad rush in the morning and go grab my phone.
Something tells me if you're too lazy to walk down those stairs to see your phone, you're probably too lazy to go outside and do any physical activity anyway. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, I tells you. Siri, what's the weather? There's probably a window upstairs, you know, Dahlia. I bet there's a window upstairs. You can just look outside.
It's all about time efficiency.
Oh, God.
It is all about time efficiency.
I've got time. I'm using my thumbs. I'm a busy boy. I'm never in a rush like that. I don't know about this. I'm really losing faith here, Michael, heading to Bacchus Marsh. You're heading there. Google driving you in your little computer animated car, wiping your bum. Is it you? You lost all control of your limbs?
Lakey, are you telling me when you're in the car, you touch your phone? Because I know I drive. Google texts for me, it calls people for me, I called you on it now while I'm driving.
Hands-free is a beautiful thing. Hands-free is a beautiful thing. It's not illegal to be on Bluetooth and do that, but if you really need to make a call, that's the only time. You're in your car, Siri, call this person because you can't touch your phone. Or just, you know, pull over.
All the time, Blakey.
No, well, are you a businessman or something? You're a big hotshot businessman in a suit and tie. I don't know.
Hey,
I'm not
Blakey.
Yes.
I drive a truck, mate.
Yes. All right. Yeah. You can talk on your truck. You can talk to Siri in your truck. That's the only reason. Truck drivers are excused. Technology truck clause. I believe you. That's fine. That's fine. Producer Felix isn't driving a truck. Dare I say Dahlia from Melbourne wasn't driving a truck. That other guy wasn't driving trucks. Trucks, you're dismissed. But apart from that, I don't know. Shane in Bendigo on 131060. Are you passing for the truckers, handless, hands-free clause? Shane.
Don't need Siri. Load of bull.
Now this is a man who's got his head screwed on. Load of bull, you say?
Yeah, Siri's loadable.
Yeah. I mean, what can Siri do that me and Shane's thumbs can't? You get what I'm saying?
Siri, nah.
If there was one person I wanted on my side tonight, it was Shane from Bendigo. Shannon in Tasmania, what do you think?
Definitely no.
Good, finally. The world's coming to some sense. That's what happens on these things because there's just normal people hearing that last radio break. They're like, yeah. That's obviously, everyone's going to call up and say the thumbs. And then all the four people in Australia that are passionate about Siri and are all fighting over her love and affection are like, no, I'll call up. And now all the normal people have heard that and they're like, okay, all right, we've got to put a stand here. Oi!
That's right.
Seriously, look at you with your big watch out there. You look like you're about to take off on a Star Trek rocket or something. It's ridiculous. You should see this. Have you ever used Siri? I wouldn't even know how to get Siri up on the thing. I don't even know.
No, I don't either.
No, it's just thumbs. Text, call, take photos. Just do it all. Can Siri take a photo for you? Producer Felix, like if you were to say, Siri, take a photo of Lakey.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, come on. Oh, well, that's it. No. It doesn't sound cool. It sounds stupid. David, heading to Sydney, second last call. Siri,
yes, now,
you for
yes,
it or not?
No, I don't agree with it.
No, not at all.
Because people that use it will just get to the stage they won't know how to do things by paper. They rely on a computer too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Go back to the day of where you've got to use a phone book or have to write down somebody's number and have it stored, because once the system goes down, what are they going to do then?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Bring back the yellow pages. That's what I'd like to say. No, I wouldn't. I'm not that far. I'm not as old school as you, David, but I appreciate your thoughts. We'll ask call Richard in Traralgon on 131060. What do you think?
What are these people using their extra time for? What in goodness gracious? Have a talk to another person. It's wonderful. it's an amazing thing to actually speak to a human being instead of a robot.
Yes.
What in goodness gracious are we turning into?
This is the connection that we're all striving for, isn't it? Me and you, Richard. He's really getting to know each other live on the radio.
So you guys, Richard, you can chat to Lakey off air. Hey, Siri, play the break.
Bob Hawke, one of Australia's favourite past prime ministers. If you haven't heard, he had a bit of a fall a couple of days ago. People were a little worried about him. The old boy, he's out of hospital. He's back. He's fine. He's fine, guys. Great news. It's fantastic news for Bob Hawke fans all around, and it's fantastic news for quiz goers like me.
A very topical story about
Bob Hawke.
Triggered a quiz with all the answers featuring the word or sound
Bob.
It's the world's hardest
Bob quiz. And I'm very excited. Every night on the show, we do the world's hardest something quiz, depending on the news stories that present themselves to us. 10 questions tonight on 131060. A Donald Trump piece of toilet paper up for grabs. This is a limited square. His face is printed on the toilet paper. It is up to you to decide what you want to do with it if you are tonight's winner. You can get question 10 right. Donald Trump toilet paper all up for grabs, but you've got to get through 10 questions first. Question number one on 131060. If you know the answer, very important to stress that every answer tonight has the word or sound Bob in it. Question number one. This Jamaican team inspired the film Cool Runnings. What was the team known for? Oh, it's tough. It's probably a tougher question one than what we're actually used to. Usually they're real gimmies. Last night was a tax quiz. It was H&R accountants specialise in what kind of tax. Monique was the first player through, and even she needed a second bite at the cherry for that one. But if you understand the concept of the game, question number one shouldn't be too hard. This Jamaican team inspired the film Cool Runnings. What was the team known for? Every question and answer tonight features the word or sound Bob in it. Nathan from Coffs Harbour, you are first player through on 131060. What do you think it is?
Bob Sled.
Oh my God! Bob Sled is correct. We move on to question number two. An MP in North Queensland known for his croaky voice and cowboy hat.
Bob Smith.
Bob Smith. Bob Smith, you say?
Yep.
Incorrect. Incorrect, unfortunately, Nathan. No Bob Smith. It was an educated guess. I see where you're coming from. Smith, a very common last name, but no Bob Smith on the board tonight. You've got to really sing for your supper for question number two. Elisa in Brisbane, you got any idea in the world's hardest Bob quiz, an MP in North Queensland known for his croaky voice and cowboy hat? Alyssa, don't be that girl that's listening to the radio. Listen to the phone. You can't. There's no point being on the phone and listening to yourself at the same time. We all know you got your 15 seconds of fame, but listen through the phone because we're on a 10-second delay just in case you swear. An MP in North Queensland known for his croaky voice and cowboy hat.
No, I don't.
No idea. Okay, I still don't know whether she's...
I do not know.
No, you don't. Troy in Harvey Bay on 131060. Any idea? Question number two, an MP in North Queensland known for his croaky voice and cowboy hat in the world's hardest Bob quiz.
Bob Catter?
Bob Catter is correct. Question number three, a world-class range of loaders and excavators.
Bobcat.
Congratulations. That is question number three. Question number four. Getting close now to the Donald Trump toilet paper. Troy. And number four. A common first name for a clown.
Bobo.
Bob. It doesn't really make any sense, but yes. Like I said, sometimes it's the sound, sometimes it's the spelling. It's not a huge amount of words that start with Bob, guys. It is correct. Bobo the Clown. Number five, a saying that means you're all set, or and there it is. This is a real tough one. This will really separate the men from the boys, won't it? Or should I say, this will really separate the men from the Troys. I'm here all week. Try the shrimp.
What was the question again?
A saying that means you're all set, or and there it is.
Nah.
It was bound to claim a scalp at some point. Sorry, Troy. Try again, maybe when we get a little later on in the quiz. 131060, do you know the answer to question number 5 in the world's hardest Bob quiz? A saying that means you're all set, and there it is. What does it all mean? 131060.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
If you just joined us, we are exactly 5/10 or half of the way through this.
A very topical story about
Bob Hawke.
Triggered a quiz with all the answers featuring the word or sound
Bob.
It's the world's hardest
Bob quiz. Yeah, the real important thing here to remember, guys, is that Bob Hawke is safe and well and he's resting back at home, probably doing a beer bong as we speak. It has triggered the world's hardest Bob quiz. Very important to know that all answers tonight contain the word Bob or the sound Bob or the spelling of Bob. Sometimes you've got to think outside the box a little bit. We are up to question number 5. It's a saying that means you're all set or and there it is. Any idea, Luke from Dubbo?
Yeah, mate, just a quick shout out to Grace. And the answer is Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle. Correct. Cheeky. You know we don't allow shout outs on this show unless it's international shift work a day. And even then we do it at 3:47 in the morning. Shame on you. Next question. Number 6. An animated TV show for teenagers and adults on Foxtel.
No clue.
Yes.
Cheers, bud.
Yeah, sorry, I had to buzz you out there. Makes for very boring radio if you don't speak through your thought process at all. Be sure to buy yourself a couple more seconds by remaining vocal, Jackie, in Brisbane on 131060. You got your eye on that Donald Trump piece of toilet paper? Very limited.
Yeah.
Very limited edition toilet paper. I mean, I know we give it away every night on the show multiple times, but I can't stress enough how rare and limited it is. Number 6, an animated TV show for teenagers and adults on Foxtel. Have a stab, have a guess. Whether or not you know the answer, the more you speak on the radio, the more chance you are at prolonging your time on the radio.
SpongeBob?
It's a good guess. It is a real good guess. However, I can't let that through the cracks. A, because it's not on my answer sheet here. And I wouldn't say SpongeBob is a show for adults. And like, oh yeah, watch the phones light up now. I like SpongeBob. What's the other one? Ringo Starr. What's his other name? Who's that? Starboy or something? I've never watched it.
Patrick Starr.
Oh, Patrick Starr, that's right. Ringo, that's a Beatle. That is a Beatle, you fool. No, a wrong buzzer for me and a wrong buzzer for you. I like where you're coming from, but no, that's not the answer we're looking for tonight. Joel, in Sydney on 131060.
Yeah. Oh, is it Bob's Burgers?
Bob's Burgers. Correct. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. That'll move you to question number 7. Jeez, you sound like you've got a real rugged bum. Like what? Like quite a lot of gorilla hair on that thing.
No, I mean, it's about the medium kind.
Medium kind? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Falling within the bell curve of anal hair, I think. Let's just clear that up right now. Okay, fair enough. Could have fooled me. You sound like a very hairy man. Number 7, a fictional character and bounty hunter in the Star Wars franchise.
Oh, yeah, I know, dude. That's the, Bubba Reed?
No, that's Chopper Reed. Hubba Bubba? No, that's a bubble gum. Bubbles the stripper? No, that's a stripper. Sorry.
Is it Bubba Gump?
Bubba Gump? No, that's a prawn restaurant in America. Sorry. Shane in Melbourne on 131060. You got any idea of fictional character and bounty hunter in the Star Wars franchise? Every word.
No clue, but I think it's Boba Jahat or something like that.
Boba Jahat! No, but a great name for a porn star. I like that, Boba Jahat. So we're getting close. We are on the right track here. Plenty of people that are aware that there's some sort of Bubba reference in the Star Wars franchise, but not many people actually watching Star Wars. I'm in the same boat. I didn't even know what this thing looks like, but I knew the answer to include it in the quiz. Steve in Queensland, the world's hardest Bob quiz. You got any idea?
It has to be Boba Fett.
Bob Fett, congratulations. Is it Boba Fett or Boba Fett?
Boba,
is it? Okay. See, I always thought it was Boba, and even then it didn't matter because technically that still has the spelling of Bob in the name. But I'm glad that it is Bob Fett. Congratulations. That moves us on to question number 8. Getting very close to this Donald Trump toilet paper now. Unlike the bloke before who sounds like he had quite a hairy bum, you sound like you've got quite a small, clean taint with limited wispies around your area. Can you confirm or deny?
Confirm.
Yeah, thin wispies. Yeah, for thin wispies. Steve's thin wispies, extra, extra crispy if he doesn't wipe properly at the end of a hard day. Oh, sorry. Number 8. Talladega Nights is a film about the ballad of who?
Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bob E. Congratulations. Question number 9. A children's cartoon featuring Scoop, Muck, and Farmer Pickles. You can hear his groan.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, that's the second time we've had that tonight. Incorrect. You can hear the groan in Steve's voice. Oh, yeah, that'd get me, wouldn't it? That'd be the only thing in the way of my bum and some Donald Trump toilet paper. A bloody children's cartoon. Bloody Farmer Pickles. Bloody Farmer Pickles. Question number 9. A children's cartoon featuring Scoop, Muck, and Farmer Pickles. You know the answer. We're going to do it next.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
If you just joined us, we are 9/10 of the way through this.
A very topical story about
Bob Hawke.
Triggered a quiz with all the answers featuring the word or sound
Bob.
It's the world's hardest
Bob quiz. Very exciting stuff. And 2 questions away from a limited edition square of Donald Trump toilet paper. If you can get question number 10 correct, you will be wiping your bum, blowing your nose, or doing anything else you want to do with this piece of toilet paper. It's very limited edition. The world's hardest Bob quiz. Up to question number 9. The question was a children's cartoon featuring Scoop, Muck, and Farmer Pickles. Nicole from Toowoomba, you got some kids?
No, I don't. I'm only 20 years old.
Oh, okay. Are you still trying to defend yourself and say it's perfectly acceptable for a 20-year-old woman to be watching this cartoon?
Yes. Yeah. I grew up on this.
Me too, to be honest. I don't mind one bit if you're still watching this show. This is a legendary show. This will go down in the Hall of Fame. As long as you've got it right, it's going to be really awkward if you say Maisie Mouse right now. What do you reckon it is?
Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder. Congratulations. Yes, indeed. A children's cartoon featuring Scoop, Muck, and Farmer Pickles. Side question. Side question. Who would you rather have sex with, Farmer Pickles or a well-known pickle farmer?
Oh, my God. A well-known pickle farmer.
Oh, the mystery box. She's got the mystery box. She's just going on reputation alone. Well, if he's a well-known pickle farmer, he must have his nouse about him. Good choice. Keeping in mind that Farmer Pickles is just an animated character made of plasticine. So, yes, I thoroughly respect your opinion. We've got the big dance now. We've got the big dance. Question number 10. You get this right, you'll be wiping your back bum, your front bum, or your nose bum with this piece of Donald Trump toilet paper. An independent, family-owned tire retailer.
I know what... Oh, my God. God damn it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
Is it,
it's slipping through her fingers.
No.
It's slipping down her back. It's slipping down her crack. Oh, no.
No.
The tension's palpable. Kelly in Queensland, it leaves it up to you. Question number 10, an independent family-owned tire retailer. Any ideas?
Bob Gang
Kima! I've never seen anything like it! It's huge! Absolutely amazing! Bob Jane Teamart it is! One man's loss is another man's gain. In this case, I'm talking about 2 women, namely Nicole from Toowoomba and Kelly from Queensland. Only one of them know their Bob Jane Teamarts, and only one of them will be wiping their parts with a piece of Donald Trump toilet paper. Congratulations, Kelly. How do you feel?
Oh, absolutely fantastic.
I'd imagine so. Let's just sit down on the couch and watch a Bob Jane T-Mart advert together.
Oh yeah.
What does Rodney Jane have to say for himself?
Help drive your dollar further.
Oh yeah.
Great deals, guaranteed lowest prices.
Cool.
And nothing to pay for 12 months.
Wow.
Like these Pirellis for just $85.
Ooh, Pirellis.
Or the Bob Jane All-Rounder for just $99.
You're a Bob Jane All-Rounder.
Or these Yokohamas for just $115 each.
It's a hell of a deal. It's a hell of a deal.
Jane T-Mart.
Should we buy some tyres, Kelly?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, we will. T-Mart.